Executive earnings may end up with ceilings. For astronomers, the sky really is the limit. Every summer, stargazers gather in open fields for star parties, a chance to look at the night sky away from city lights. Tonight, about 2,000 amateur astronomers will converge on Breezy Hill in Springfield, Vermont for Stellafane, the best known of all star parties. Skywatcher Kelly Beatty will be there. He went last year, too, with his telescope and a tape recorder.
A chorus of crickets announced another day's end atop Breezy Hill, but on this night, they had company. Long rows of tents and trailers disgorged a throng of campers. As twilight deepened, hundreds of telescopes were swung skyward in anticipation of a starry feast.
This is beautiful.
Can I look through yours again?
Absolutely. Sure.
At Stellafane, which means Shrine to the Stars, the art of telescope making got its start in the 1920s. Yes, you really can make your own.
Well, I built it in high school.
It's kind of an amalgam.
I bought a piece here, a piece there, and I borrowed design elements from various manufacturers.
I waded into a field full of telescopes, from simple store-bought tubes to monsters that towered over us like circus cannons. A few needed tall ladders to reach the eyepiece.
You gotta see this.
Even the small telescopes were revealing our galaxy's celestial gems.
I lost it. No, Gary, it's right. You look at Vega and then come...
It's there, see?
Oh.
Here, a luminous bubble of interstellar gas. Over there, a tight little cluster of distant suns. One stargazer had tracked down the cluster called M13, a perennial crowd pleaser. Picture 100,000 stars in one big swarm, a scoopful of diamond dust in the inky blackness.
If you focus it, you'll just make out that they're individual stars.
Ooh, okay.
Like a kid in a cosmic candy store, I was having a hard time deciding what to look at next. Someone nearby had tracked down a knot of glowing gas called the Ring Nebula.
It's a smoke ring. It's basically a supergiant star puffed off its outer shell.
I leaned over for a quick peek, and light that had raced across interstellar space for thousands of years rushed headlong into my eager eye.
Oh, it's great. It's just so soft.
It's my favorite next to the Orion. Probably bigger than the solar system, what we're looking at. Maybe a couple light years across.
The Hubble telescope has its place, but nothing beats the satisfaction of looking through your own. Where or when, it really doesn't matter. Sometimes I simply drag my scope down to the corner ice cream stand for an impromptu star party. But this afternoon, I'll drive 100 miles just to stand in the deep dark atop Breezy Hill, waiting for the cosmos to envelop me.
Kelly Beatty is executive editor for Sky and Telescope magazine. The Stellafane Star Party gets underway tonight in Springfield, Vermont. For a star party in your area, visit npr.org.